Protesters in Lebanon who've won the resignation of the Prime Minister say politicians have just 24 hours to start fixing the nation's problems, or they'll bring the country to a halt once again. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from Beirut.
Lebanon is just barely moving again. Soldiers removed the last of the roadblocks set up by protesters to the objection of just a few holdouts. After 2 weeks of mass revolt against corruption and political ineptitude that culminated with the resignation of the nation's prime minister, the protesters need a break, says Jumna Awak.
Protesters, after 13 days, they want to sleep. You know, 13 days, it's not, actually it's 2 weeks. So they need to sleep, they need to eat good food, they need to take a rest and to think again, because we have to take next step.
Tarek Amar is one of the protest leaders.
That you are happy that you have achieved. It's normal that we need to breathe. This is the first step. We put this as a first step. However, we will keep the pressure. We are staying in these places. We have a program of manifestation in the coming days to keep the pressure on this authority to generate a solution based on our pathway.
So presumably that means the roads will close again, the schools will stay shut. Is that what's going to happen?
If they try to take time just to make the people weaker and to remove the hope that the people of Lebanon have today, of course, we will be back to the streets, we will block again the streets.
As Prime Minister Saad Hariri quit, he said, it is time for us to have a big shock to face the crisis. He was referring mainly to the nation's economic crisis and the possibility that Lebanon will run out of money very soon. Lebanon's currency, the lira, is supposedly fixed to the US dollar, but it's already taking a hit on the black market, and the official rate could drop when the nation's banks reopen on Friday. There's talk of withdrawal limits to stop a run on the banks, and people here are worried about the value of their wages and savings.
I mean, the fiscal policy and the downturn in economic crisis needs to be resolved immediately, because in my opinion, if it wasn't resolved, it will cause a new wave of demonstrations.
There's also speculation that Saad Hariri might not be finished, and he could come back if the coalition of MPs who made up his government accept big changes, like an emergency cabinet that includes financial experts who could try to haul the nation back from the edge of the cliff. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.